talk a little bit about my background. I PhD in 1960.
Yes.
PhD in 1960 at UC Berkeley in the engineering house. Science. But anyway, it was just E. And I've been a physics undergraduate at Stanford before that, so I knew a little bit more than just engineering. Anyway, they offered me a job. But I had to say that I'm in California. If you grew up in Western New York as I did, this was a path. Of course, I wanted to stay. And I did. So I had what to do. And a senior colleague, Stan Silver, which we met shortly after that, said, he had been asked to start a space sciences lab at the University of California. And he thought it was a, you know, could develop something very interesting as the space program that it had resolved. And would I care to join it? And not knowing what that would mean exactly, he said, well, sure. So he said, well, I have this three-meter dish in the Naval Research Lab. They make two. They use one there, and he had them. He's going to Berkeley, and he had an older trailer. He had that put up on the roof quite a while in Berkeley. And then the antenna on the small head. And then he asked me if I could join him next time, and then one of the guys who was. My partner was a very good electronics guy. And so he said, sure. And then he said, how are you? But he was really interested in studying the atmosphere. Whatever that meant. And so we were then on our own because he was kind of a very busy person to do all this organizing stuff. And he even had me teach a course for him. He didn't do that for a while. In any case, Doug and I realized we were on our own. And so we thought that what could we do with this? And so the plan was to observe the atmosphere and see what we could make. So,
also move the focus pieces or see on that.
Working on 36 figures, we had all ready. We tried the antenna, but I couldn't really track. I didn't know if I had such a declination or anything. Anyway, what could we do? So maybe we could see another atmosphere. So let's see if we can see Jupiter. And so I read a book on astronomy, learned about quarks, and realized they had to know what latitude we wanted to do. I went to the astronomy department, talked to the secretary, and I said, where are we? The weather and weather was in your computer card, which had the latitude and longitude. I feel all that. There's the only way we could observe, so we had Earth scans, and we could figure out how to point it ahead with the Earth. So we figured that out. And so we started doing that. And our receiver was pretty noisy. It was 2,500 Kelvin. And so that's the way it was. In any case, so we did a lot of scans and couldn't see much. And then actually I built a little bit and I did a stack of all the which is not overwhelming, but it's something. And so so this was our first result. Then, how could we understand this? Well, one of my colleagues in the space sciences lab was a physical chemist. So he did things like about the Clausius Clapeyron equation. And I'd read up a little bit on Jupiter, and it was known to have about 700 some atmosphere of ammonia there. And so my friend said, you got to figure out if what you've seen here makes any sense to them. So I was off on another chair. I read a lot about atmospheres and all that, but I did all that. And I put it all together. I actually made a calculation, a lot of calculations from this, based on what was found, so the 7-meter atmosphere thing. And that number down here. And this is what we measured. I thought, well, it's easy. You know, the tomorrow like that. The question was, you could say probably completely locked that we did that. But we did.
So you got the results.
And this was quite exciting,
too. When we were having coffee one afternoon, we thought, so we could see another. Another option, another solar system option. So, we looked at the group of eights, we found the signal excellence. This was all going pretty well.
And so things were in pretty good shape. But then we needed a bigger
answer. And this is the picture of the one we
took a lot of time to get it together. It's a 20 foot dish. And we mounted this up. Harold Weaver, who was in charge of this, video started with. So we moved it up there, that took a long time. We were building out and everything, build a new radiometer. And so several years went by, and it was beginning to look pretty reasonable. So
you think you've done these astronomical observations and have good results before you started, you're interested in what you do. I was invited to give a talk to the state line, this problem. And that was for Santa Barbara. I wanted it. So I said, sure, I'll do that. And I was prepared to discuss that in hell, because I thought these guys won't be released. And I might want to know what I could do. And so I looked around. I had worked about the loan inspector for Charlie Towns, down to Chow. And so that made me wonder if we would see that in the interstellar medium. And so I said, well, we'll try this in the interstellar medium to develop new hypotheses. And then also quasars and things like that. And the funny thing was that after the meeting, the carpenter said to me, that was too embarrassing. And I'm going to close on this. No, he said, there's no way in the world to get up. I said, well, yeah. Well, of course, this guy said, well, who is? I'm not going to go to anyway, so I'll talk to you later. Anyway, we went, this was in 67. I did the talk with Charlie. In the summer, Charlie came perfect. And he wanted to do astronomy. And he wanted to do astronomy. And he asked around what was going on. And some people said, well, maybe you ought to talk to Chad Welch from Europe. No, they've got this telescope. And so he came around and said, well, what are we going to do? Did you think that you were wrong? I said, yeah, I did, but you know, I was a little serious about that. And he chuckled. He said, let me tell you about an experience I had a few years ago. When I went from Bell Labs to the physics department, I got tenure, and I've been thinking how to make this is. I had a good, couple of good ideas. You'd have to get the bugs and the tapes. So he was working in there at Columbia. And when Dick Henderson and Carton were probably making that, I said, it was a kind of and then he said, I had tenure. He got Carton. So he said, there's a message. So we kind of joined forces with many students, postdocs, and we finished up the telescope going. And we looked at the interstellar medium. Actually, one question was where we said, well, Sagittarius B is really hot. Really got that idea. That's one place to do it. So I wrote Sagittarius in the galaxy. So we tuned up and started observing. And after a while, we got the top and bottom. And well, that was not too bad. Then we moved over to Sagittarius. So we knew we were going. We were reaching.
And so that was really good. So then,
the other thing came up, was sort of water. We just do what we know to do it. Well, it's actually very unlikely unless he does something about the external media. Because the transition of the water levels is about 7 micrometers. It's very high energy. And it's a lot of transitions in the two stocks. Unless you get that level set, nothing's going to happen. You probably need to do anything about it. And then we started measuring the run logs, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the same energy is all the way up 1,000 degrees. The top of the density that you need is 10 to the 9, the light kills it. So we went over to the water, and in there you can see that it's on the right side. In the same place, in Satchi 2, it was strong, but not usually strong. Orion was very small, and W49 was extremely small. So what happened is, as soon as we saw this stuff, with the Italian areas, I was also very, very saying, you know, seeing this water everywhere, it was really condensed. Carolyn was out of town, and we were seeing half the meetings. So Al Chung and I actually put this together. Anyway, that was really important for us. And then other people came along and had their equipment, and very quickly, all of these components were particularly tested. And, you know, it's not just triathlon, it's just a clear thing. And so the whole business just blew wide open. It was extremely exciting. Everybody was doing this stuff. We wrote a review article, which is that's the review article we wrote about this stuff. So it's actually a lot of fun to do. We all heard about it. That's the galactic plate in the sleeper. That's where most of the stuff is. It's in the dense clouds. And then then we did one of the things. You can see that the water sources had to be very small because they were fleshy, tiny sources. So if we had an interferometer, we found where they were. So we had the old 10-foot dish. We had about 260 feet away. And good angles, so they would stand across the east. That was another reason. Because the water didn't want to be across the east. And so we had a couple of really good students working at us. Had the other receiver, and we hooked up, and we saw this, which you see over here. You can see the water bases. These are Westerhout sources that are between Caltech infrared sources. And you can see the little dots of the water vapors. And so this is where a lot of it was. It was clear that doing interferometry is one good thing to do. There was another question, actually, which we had in mind in advance. Could it be there's a water vapor in the atmosphere beings? Because I looked at the other panels. The spectrum suggested there's something. And so we put that other antenna out. We did it at such a good angle. We got very nice scale. You can see how it works. Yes. Yeah, you can see that on the left, measurements we made at different lengths, separation lengths, essentially, didn't show anything at all. So we had a little bit of a result here, for example. And so that's, and then in fact, the right picture shows the visibility of our water measure via. So we thought we learned that those things are. That was another graduate student, a late student. Well, anyway, that's a more or less. And those molecules are here. Then we can zip the same piece of his little cow.
Mm-hmm.
So the galaxy is loaded with molecules. It's pretty easy. That's what's up.
Any questions to this contribution?
Did you see Rudy's picture?
No. Yes. I think there's a question there. Is that right? Okay, thank you.